He left?
No, I don't know. I don't know. Should I call him?
Can you call me the other day?
Why
should
you
call me the
other
day? I was like, who is this?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, let's start. Nope. Azaria, where's Azaria? You making me coffee? Okay, let's go. Come. Okay, let's go. Vayicha Yisroi. You ready? Okay, you calling him?
No answer.
Hey, Ellie, this is Derek Bestrick.
That's him?
No. The voice from Derek died. Derek Jeter wants that.
Sure. Okay, we're starting.
Sure, it's not going to be right.
Good gazam. Okay, Vayichad. Okay, ready? We're starting? Okay. Vayichad Yisroi Akal HaTayba. We find that Yisroi, he comes to the Midbar. He brings Moshe's children. Moshe tells them the entire story. What happened to Klal Yisrael, all the Nisim, Ayichad Yisrael. Yisrael is simply happy. Ayichad Yisrael. Yisrael got very happy. So if you look on your papers, what is the shir about today? Ha'atzvut v'tachlut. Magefat hazman. Depression. Unhappiness. A person is on edge. Tachrut. Is what we live with today. That's the it's the magefa of the time. It's the plague of our days. So how do we work to fix this problem? What is the root of this problem? And what is the solution? Everyone's on edge. Everyone's on edge. You talk to somebody, you rub him a little wrong, he bursts out. No, it's people are on edge. People are very much on edge.
Oh, yeah? Well.
Huh? He's already starting to talk.
Rabbi, where's the reason why I'm here today? Here today.
We have to wait for Moshe.
So ask him why he's not coming. Hey, he went. Could be he went with his neighbor. He went with his neighbor. Okay, let's go. Vayichad Yitro. So we're going to address this through what we find that Yitro was very happy. So let's talk about happiness. So Rashi actually tells us that there's three pshatim. What it means Vayichad Yitro. The first pshat is he was very happy. What he heard made him ecstatic. Second pshat. Why?
Huh? It has to be somewhere.
It's a little bit. It's a little bit.
Okay, the second pshat is Hevir Cherev Chada Al Besaray. He made Brit Milah. He became a Jew. Chad. Something sharp. Cherev Chada Al Besaray. Shemal Atzmoy Vinitgayer. Pshat Shlishi is a third pshat. Shenase Besaro Chidudim. Chidudim, which means he wasn't so happy. Happy, but he had sharp pain. It was hurting him.
Doubts?
Why? Because he heard all the terrible that happened to the Egyptians. So he was happy and unhappy at the same time. Sounds familiar? Sounds like everybody. He's happy and unhappy. It's called Atmarojane. It's called mixed up. He's happy and he's unhappy at the same time. You're in some other planet. I don't know why you don't land. Your eyes are like, tell a different story. I mean, they tell the story of your jacket.
You woke up for a next.
Yep. Happy and unhappy at the same time. Yeah. So Vayichad Yitro. Vayichad Yitro means he was happy. Pshat number two is he became a Jew. And pshat number three is Chidudim. What do you call it? Sharp, prickly. Wasn't so happy.
Needle
pains. So the question is, you know that both pshatim actually contradict each other? He was very happy and he was very unhappy. And then we have a middle pshat as he became a Jew. Like, it's all over the place, right?
He became a Jew.
He became a Jew.
No, the whole thing, it's like... So if you look on your papers, the fourth paragraph, Umakshim, the question that they ask is, Halo hashtayim apshatim hafuchim. Two of the pshatim are contradictory. Vayichad that he was happy, and Vayichad that he was unhappy. So I'm going to say, go to the fifth paragraph. Venira shekol hagimul pshatim berashi hakol chada hema. It's really all one pshat. Happy, pained, and at the same time he became a Jew. Huh? What are you talking about? So let's discuss how we could put them all three to mean they're all on the same wavelength. They're all the same point. Oh, I'm shocked. What is it? Why is Yisro really so happy? Let's find out. What is it that's really making him so happy? Yesh lahavin lama v'ama samach Yitro. Why was Yitro so happy? Hayim zayanu gea lo lavoiso. Was it relevant to him or his family? I don't know. It's not his family. Jew. He's not a Jew. Why is he so happy? Well, it's a little strange, right? What's he so happy about? Yeah. Why are you happy? It says that he was happy on what happened to the Jews. It doesn't say he was happy because he saw Hashem. You're living in a world of, I'm not going to tell you, so that you, everything, oh, he was so happy because he saw Hashem. Okay, let's talk Lamaisa. Yeshua was happy because of the story that happened. The question is, what in the story that happened made him very happy? You hear the question? All leads back to the same roads. Okay.
I'm sorry.
So Kipshuto, yeah, that's a great question. How does a guy come to look so thrilled? What does that have to do with you?
What was it?
If let's say China, right, has some kind of a boom or something, and right, the coronavirus goes away, I'm going to sit there static. I don't know. Okay, I'm happy for them. I don't know. All right. So the Kipshuto, put it away. So Kipshuto, yeah. We have to say whatever it says in the pasuk, that's what it is. Mashe katuv, katuv. And what does it say in the pasuk? Because of what happened to the Jewish people. So he must have been. Right? It says in the pasuk, he was happy, oida is Yisrael, for the Jews. Okay, so whatever it says, it says. I mean, right? We can't really argue with the pasuk. But there's an interesting Maril Diskin that wants to say, and he says he's. What do you call it? He's adamant about this. You know what he was really happy about? Himself. It wasn't about any. He couldn't have been happy for the Jews. He was happy about himself. People are happy only for themselves.
He couldn't have been. How do you know?
Oh, happiness comes from. I set him up because that's not really what he says.
Oh, okay.
What he says is that the real pshat in the pasuk, he was happy for himself. Why? You got to read the pasuk, says the Maril Disk. It says in the pasuk, Al oida is Yisrael, what happened to the Jew, Asher hitzilo miad Mitzrayim. Hitzilo. Now, who is hitzilo? Who's referring to?
Oh, and you didn't go.
means he saved the people, the Jews, from Mitzrayim. Odos Yisrael, Asher Hitz. Then it should have said Asher Hitzilam. Yisrael is a plural. He was happy al oides Yisrael, Asher Hitzilam. It should have said, it doesn't say that. It says Asher Hitzilam Yad Mitzrayim. Says Maril Diskin, he was happy he'd see law on himself. It's going back on him and none of the Jews. The way you read the pasuk, Al Oides Yisrael, what happened to the Jews? Asher he'd see law. Hashem saved him from the hand of Mitzrayim. What does that mean? So he explains, don't forget, he was once in Egypt. And he was on the parliament. He was on the advisory board. He could have been stuck over there. He ran away and he got lucky. He says, I got lucky. I bailed out early. Could you imagine
his decision?
He was happy that Hashem gave him the wisdom to get away from all this. It's a murdering of pshat. And that's what... Don't jump to that. You have to learn the text. Okay? Asher Hitzilo means... Not Hitzilam, Hitzilo. And that's why he was happy, because he got saved. He's not so happy about the other guy getting saved. He was happy that what? Asher Hitzilo, that he got saved. You look in the brackets, you see over there, I bring you brackets. Ayim Ber Mayim Chayim. That's the Hasidish of Sefer. They love that. It's like the Ben Ish Chai for the Hasidim. The Ber Mayim Chaim is by the... I'm sorry, the Ben Ish Chai for the Sfardim. You have the Ber Mayim Chaim, and the Hasidim says the exact same pshat. Asher Hitzilo means... Hitzilo. Saved him. Okay. The what? Why would it get worse? How did it get? Okay, it's a very simple thing. Had he been in Egypt, he would have drowned with the Egyptians. He's very happy about it. It's a simple equation. If Egypt got destroyed, thank Hashem. I'm happy that I got out of that, right? Okay. Put it away. Come on.
Wow, that's seriously a cause of trouble.
Okay. The Chatam Sofer says a very nice pshat. Chatam Sofer says, if you notice, what does it say? He heard everything. The first pasuk, Vayishma Yitro, what did he hear? Everything that Hashem did for Moshe and for the Jews. So he heard what Hashem did for Moshe. It says it clearly in the pasuk. Hashem did a lot. I mean, Moshe was in danger and Moshe was able don't forget. Yeah. I mean, Moshe came and went and then he led. There was a whole... So there's a side story to what happened to the Jewish people is what happened to Moshe. And he hears all this. Says the Chasam Sofer. That's why the Pasuk emphasizes Al Oydeis Yisrael. He wasn't happy about Moshe. His son-in-law, he was happy about the Jews. Yeah? He could have been happy about what happened to Moshe. It's his son-in-law got saved, right? His son-in-law went to war with Pirei. Could have not survived this battle, right? He could have been killed a million times, yet Hashem made him the leader. He brought him out with such honor, right? So it says he heard all this. The Pasuk says it. Vayishma Yisrael. Vayishma Yisrael. Yisrael hears. What did he hear? Everything that happened to Moshe. Yes. What is he happy for? Al Odeis Yisrael. He's happy for Klal Yisrael, not what's personal. The exact opposite.
Why?
Not that difficult. It's a simple thing. What the Maril Diskin is saying, his happiness had to be a personal one. And the Chatam Sofer is saying the exact opposite. The way he reads the Psukim are trying to emphasize the exact opposite point. That he hears what happened to Moshe, and he's not happy personally for his son-in-law, but he's happy for what? For Klal Yisrael, for the Jews. Okay? Now, let's turn the page. Yeah? Doik, Shebetchila Katuv. In the beginning it says, Vayishma Yitro v'chulei. Eis kol asher osa elikim le Moshe Yisrael amnoi Ushral Amay, Ukisha Samach Yisrael. When Yisrael is happy, what does it say? Oida is Yisrael. He's happy for the Jews. Oida is Yisrael. He's happy for the Jews. Don't give me my phone. It's my phone, yeah. I saw a Mordechai Pshat for Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Mordechai, unbelievable Pshat. You want to hear? Says Reb Chaim Kanievsky. The Pasuk, the Psukim here, sometimes he calls him plain Yisrael, and sometimes he calls him Yisrael Chais and Maisha, back and forth. In the 6-7 Psukim, Ayishma Yisrael, Chais and Maisha, right? So some of them it says Chais and Maisha, and some... Just it doesn't only just say it once and then continue Yisrael, Yisrael, Yisrael. It's over there. It's by Barami. It's on the by the bima, next to the bima. Yeah.
This is the point everyone was trying to get that they discontinued.
Yeah. By Yishma, Yisrael, Yisrael heard. Yeah. No, nobody called. Was my phone? Okay, good. By Yishma, Yisrael. Sometimes it says Chais and Maisha, and sometimes it says Reb Chaim Kanievsky. If you read the Psukim, every time that he was about Chais and Maisha, it would stress Chais and Maisha. Chotemish means the father-in-law of Maisha. He says, if you read the Psukim, you want we can take out the Chumash. He says, every time it would stress Chais and Maisha, it's because it was relevant to the fact that he was Yitro Chais and Maisha. And then he says, "Vayichad Yitro." Does it say "Vayichad Yitro Chosem Maisha"? No, it says "Vayichad Yisro." Why? Because he wasn't happy because he was Chotem. It had nothing to do with Moshe. It had to do with Klal Yisro. Wow. So it's beautiful. You want to know something? You see sometimes when someone is very big in learning, just sees the psukim for what they are. Mayish, Mayisro, Chosem Maisha.
That's why I can see it.
Now, if I, that's right. It wasn't a happiness based on the fact that Moshe was saved. This was nothing. This was about Klal Yisrael. Okay. There's a very nice brisker Rav. Says a chidush la'alach. Ayishma Yitro Chosim, right? Ayichad Yisro al kol. Why do you mean call? Call every. Why do you have to emphasize every? So the Brisker Rav explains that one of the things that we learn from Yitro here is that a person could say Bechata Gomel for something good that happens to somebody else. Someone else is saved, you could say Bechata Gomel. The halacha says that's only if you really, really are happy that the other guy was saved.
Nobody can
say that. Very few can say that, right?
So that means two people can say gomel.
I can make a gomel for you if, or for somebody. Let's
not say gomel for myself.
You can say gomel for yourself, but I can make a gomel
for you.
For you and for me that you got saved. I can make a birchat gomel.
Someone coming out of jail?
Why? Says the halacha. It says clearly in the halacha. On the condition that it means so much to you and you're so happy as if it happened to yourself.
Is there a time limit on that?
We're not talking about Hilchos Birchas HaGomel now. Okay, we're discussing when do you make Birchas HaGomel, and the answer is when something happens to you or happens to somebody and it's like it happened to you. Like a child, like a family. That's where we get it from, right? So says the Rav Bris, that's why it says Al Kala Toiva. We're trying to emphasize how happy he was. He was happy not Kol on every piece. Al Kol, it was so much happy, and therefore he was able to make Birchat HaKola. Yichad Yitro, he was happy Al Kala Toiva, which means all of it, completely, about everything that happened, and therefore he was able to make Birchas HaGoyim. So if you take a look, Vikasha Lahavin, Lama, how is he so happy as if it happened to him? You want to explain that to me? Let's say you're happy. And let's say I'm a good guy, and I'm happy that Chvezvas in Thailand, nothing happened to the people of Thailand, right? And let's say I have relatives in Thailand. And let's say all of it, right? But enough to say, like, it happened to me, and it's not Moshe Rabbeinu. How does that happen? What don't you get? How a person could happen, be so happy?
But the leaders, it's because of him that they all came out of Egypt. So how can you not be happy? If you're happy for Kaddish, so you should be happy.
So I'm asking you a simple question. If let's say someone is leading Vesa and he's your relative, right? So you're happy for your relative. You're not happy for the people, right? I understand. Enough to say as if it happened to you? Enough to say as if it happened to you? Ellie, try to put it away. Enough to say as if it happened to you? That's a very deep level of something which is almost not possible. Almost not possible. As if it happened to you? Yeah, as if it happened to you. Is that possible? So I found an interesting Sipurna. The Sipurna addresses what made him so happy. And the Sipurna explains, because Dima Ta'ashukim, he saw the mercy. It's almost like he had mercy on the Jewish people. They were so suffering. So now that they were saved, he was very happy. Dimat Washukim. You know, after Holocaust, even Russia voted for Israel. You know that? Voted to make, why? They had Rachmanis for them. It came out of a nation that suffers so much. So you're happy when they have salvation. Says the Sipurna, that's what he was happy for. He was happy that this poor nation... the underdogs. That's how the Sipurna learns it. So it was so much that he should make a Birchat HaGomel. Really? Is that enough to say? You hear the answer? What were they so happy about, the Jewish people? And the answer is, they were happy because...
Who was happy here?
Yisrael.
They were happy.
Why Yisrael?
Yisrael was happy
for
Klal Yisrael. And the question is, how could Yisrael be happy for Klal Yisrael? It's not him.
It's not his people.
Not his people. What does that have to do with him? So the Sipurna explains he was happy because Dima Ta'ashukim, which means it was Rachmanis. It was they. After a nation suffers so much, people are happy for them that they're... But that's not enough to make Birchat HaGomel.
What does it mean?
Is that the Palestinians?
Huh?
This
is happening now as we're talking. This is the story. He converted now.
In this very second.
Yeah.
I mean, what does it mean? It's not his people. Moshe Rabbeinu married his daughter, so therefore he...
Really?
He would just
really?
Be happy for Moshe. Why?
What are you saying? There's a lot of reasons for him to be happy. There's a lot of reasons.
I'm saying, like, he's not Moshe.
His son-in-law.
You want to tell me that Trump... Yeah. Would make a Birchat HaGomel if Netanyahu something happens to him? He doesn't care that much. I'm telling you this. Something's not... You're missing the story here. Yicha means that he's so happy as if it happened to him.
If his grandkids got
why only Yisrael?
If his grandkids would have been saved for something, he would have been happy because that's his grandkids and they're Jewish.
Again, but that's exactly what we point out, that that's not the reason why he was happy. It had nothing to do with Moshe Rabbeinu.
But he was a good person.
For the last 20 minutes, we're trying to explain
trying to bring out that
had nothing to do with Moshe Rabbeinu.
Trying to bring out that he's not part of the nation, that we're trying to say that he is part of the nation.
And that's what you keep on not listening, what I keep on telling you. It has nothing to do with Moshe Rabbeinu.
What he's trying to say is that he is part of the nation.
He said he was a good person.
That's what it seems to me.
Is that what you're saying to me?
Basically, but it doesn't make sense. He can't be that good.
Because he was an advisor to Paro.
Yeah, this is part of his advice. Don't touch them.
What he's saying is that what makes Yisrael so unique? That's what he's trying to say.
And that's exactly what we're addressing.
So you have to say the story of what happened to Yisrael when he was advisor.
All right. Well, I think we'll start again.
Let's start again.
Because it's so basic. Point.
But he's happy. It doesn't matter why. He's happy for himself.
Maybe the point you're trying to say is that the Yisrael had the best external happiness.
Who are you trying to say?
So Yisrael is very happy about the story of the Jews. So that's not much. I'm happy. I'm happy for you. Everybody tells everybody they're happy. It's obviously more than that.
100%.
It was that enough to say Birchat HaGomel.
Yisro said Birchat HaGomel.
I just said that. I've been saying it for the last 5 minutes. I've been telling you that. He was saying Birchat HaGomel. Right? The question is, how is he able and why is he so happy? And the only other explanation is because it happened to his son-in-law, right? Which the Mefarshim say that's not true. It's not why he was happy.
For selfish reasons.
It had nothing to do with his son-in-law. He was happy for a Jew in the street. Why is he so happy for a Jew in the street?
That's what you want to know. Why?
Avalu adayin goy.
What did the Jews do for Yisrael?
Im hasinim yesh lahem mashu tov, atata git birchat hagomel? Not my shul. Not in my shul. Not for Bekneshe Shalit, not tagid it zeh.
Kill the Jewish people.
Why don't we do this year and nobody talks?
Okay,
so what you're trying to say is that the ultimate way to show happiness for somebody else is when you say Gomel on their behalf?
No!
No, you can say
Gomel. What are you
Gomel
saying?
Love them.
What?
You say Gomel. No. Love them like...
Can you tell him it's a porno?
If something happens to you, you love the same thing as the others.
As who and what and Gomel. Let's just say this year everything will be put together.
There's nothing to be put together. It's a very simple topic. You don't have to put anything together. We find that Yisrael is ecstatic for the Jewish people. And the question is, Yisrael is not a Jew. It's not his family. It's not his... It's the only thing is, it's his son-in-law. So the Mefarshim say it had nothing to do with his son-in-law. So why is he so happy? Why am I happy about something that has nothing to do with me? Because I'm a nice guy? Yeah, but not enough that I should make Birchat HaGomel for that.
Right. You don't care that much.
You don't care that much. That's a very big question. There's something wrong here.
Yeah, something wrong here.
Okay.
So we're waiting for the answer.
So now you know. Brother, maybe
well, happy. I know.
And if you don't know,
now you know.
Huh?
Maybe he's happy because they know they're going to
the Torah. Bro.
You know, Imad lo yodim et haShulchan Aruch. You don't know what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Excuse me, sir.
Sir.
BaShulchan Aruch katuv lo omrim birchat haGomel. Im zelo aben shulcha. Im zelo ishtecha. Lama? Because it has to be keilu zekara lecha. So you busy saying birchat haGomel for the sinim? Is that what you're telling me? Is that what you just told me and you're fighting with me about it? I'm going to tell you, the halacha is...
I cannot see like that. It's different.
So the halacha is that you can't make Birchat HaGomel unless it's you. And the question is, it wasn't him. Elamai was him because it was the get to him like the Maril Disk. Or it's him because it's a son-in-law. Which the Mefarshim say is neither of the two.
Yeah. It's him because he turned into a Yid. You know that?
But he's now turning into a Yid.
I just understood it.
Now you see what the problem is? He became converted now.
Before.
So let's continue and explain what is the mitzvah of a hafta l'reyacha kamaycha. V'yahafta l'reyacha kamaycha, says the Ramban and Yisod v'sharish havoida, is to be happy for somebody else's good as if it happened to you.
That's
exactly.
Are you getting what I'm saying?
The
haftal
is the first mitzvah that they talk to a ger about.
Wow.
No.
Before it becomes a ger?
Hillel.
Before it becomes a ger?
That's the story with Hillel.
Yeah. So tell me the whole Torah one.
Regel achas.
And the answer is we have to reach kamaicha. If you look, Gemara says that the first thing Hillel told him was v'yahavta l'reyecha kamoich. Now I want to discuss with you. You know what? Maybe I'll give you the answer because everyone's. All three pshatim is one pshat. What's the pshat? He felt bid. How do you feel bid? Why would you feel bid that, I understand, something very good happened to your brother? You feel bid what? For the enemy of your brother? Something is wrong. So because of that, he realized he doesn't have after kamoicha. So he went and he became a ger. And therefore, vayichad, he was happy because now he has, that's after kamoicha. All three things happened at the same time. He felt bad. So he realized he doesn't have this thing called after kamoicha.
And since he had it, that's what made him happy.
And once he made cherev chada, vayichad, he was fully happy on kol ha'tayim. And not because it was him, but because it was Yisrael. It was the get to call Yisrael. Now, the Shach on the Torah and the Peleoids both say that what is the root of all Averis is jealousy.
Jealousy. I knew it.
I thought depression.
He explains that that's why the last of the Aseres Hadibrois, we're going to read the Aseres Hadibrois this week.
Yes.
The last of the Aseres Hadibrois is jealousy. Why? When you want to have a speech, what do? The final is usually the main thing. Achitum, hakol holech, achar achitum. The final and last thing is lo tachmod. Because the ikar, where all the other averus start from, is lo tachmod. There's an interesting Ramban. Ramban says that one of the things that we see as a greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu at the end of his life, he didn't go into Israel, yet he was begging and caring that the people, I mean, he was happy for the people that they did go, and he had no jealousy. That's what Ramban says. Very interesting. So I always wondered, yeah, Moshe Rabbeinu, he was the giant, he was an Anav Mikal Adam. And the answer is that this is maybe the greatest thing that a person, which is even Moshe Rabbeinu, for him it's an attribute. To not have for yourself, and have to be jealous that the other guy's getting it.
What you're saying, because Allah has come off, and that's why it's so great.
It's so great.
We're back to Yisrael. So before,
do you know what the word kamocha means? Yeah.
Oneself.
Okay. The Ramban explains kamocha means. You know, when a person, it's out of his league, he's not jealous of you. Yeah, you're jealous of Trump. Are you jealous of Trump?
Then?
Yeah,
but you know,
nobody is.
You're not truly jealous.
You're not jealous of him. He's out of your league. What does that have to do with you?
You get motivated from him.
You know where jealousy is? Kamocha, when the guy is equal with you, says the Rambam.
That's when your coworker gets the promotion, not you.
Exactly. Kamocha, when it's equal.
What does kamocha mean?
That's a nice black cube. Ramban.
Okay,
Ramban?
Yeah.
I missed that one.
Now.
Oh, but it's v'ahavta l'rech kamocha. That means you only have to love people that are on your level?
Even if he's on your level. Chiddush is v'ahavta l'rech, even when it's kamocha.
Rabbi, if I'm jealous of you, you're out of my league.
He's way out of your league.
If you're jealous of me, the opposite.
That's a good jealousy. No, you're going to get to that level.
When it's in the league, that's where jealousy is.
Because it's attainable.
It's attainable.
You can't get there.
Okay, now. What is the reason? Yeah. What is the reason why people are not happy for another person's good that happens to him? And the answer is, it has to do with jealousy.
It's true.
It has to be jealousy. So in essence, we have to l'reyecha kamaicha, which means to love to the point that you're happy for the other guy. The number one killer of that is jealousy. And that's why the Torah is saying, v'hafta reyecha kamaicha, when he's on your equal, he's your next door neighbor and he gets the new car or whatever it is, you should love him.
Okay. Isn't it the same thing with Aaron and Moshe?
Correct.
Aaron is the older, but yet he's jealous of his brother.
Correct. Now, Evan Ezra explains, how does a person work on jealousy? It's a feeling. Either you're born with it, you have it, or what are you supposed to do? Either you feel it, What are you going to do? That's what you feel. Yeah, most people are bored.
Really? As a kid, you never were jealous of having toy.
Snack.
So there's three answers that are given to this question that I found in the Mefarshim. One is the Evan Ezra. That the Evan Ezra says you got to work on your way of thinking. You're off. Why? You're jealous because you think you could also get it. I didn't get it. It should have been yours. Can't be yours. Hashem gave it to him. What are you thinking about? Honestly, Hashem gave it to him and not to you, right? So where is the real work? It's mind. It's mind. Bet Halevi says, Bet Halevi says that it's about Yirat Shamayim. That when someone has Yirat Shamayim, you're not going to be jealous. He brings a very famous example. Most people, they run after what they like or what they want or what they need. You ever see when a guy is stuck in a dangerous situation? His example is he's walking on the ice and he falls in. You ain't thinking about the other guy, right? You ain't thinking about the other guy. He has a better car than you. Yirat Shamayim. You're afraid of Hashem. He says it all falls away. So there's a very famous sefer called Sefer Habrit.
So people that are jealous don't have Yirat Shamayim.
Yeah, of course, 100%. 100%. You ask me personally, 100%.
What do you mean by Yirat Shamayim?
Let me tell you something. When you know life and Hashem's watching and Hashem, what are you busy with someone else's stuff?
Well, you fall off something.
You don't fall off. That means you fall from Yirat Shamayim. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. You have to fall in your Emunah. Yeah, that's right.
So it's your Emunah that falls.
It's your Emunah. It's your state of mind. You know, if you're learning, what are you busy with the other guy's car? What's your business?
You can't even begin to have a Emunah.
Yeah. So in Sefer HaBrit, which is a very classic Sefer, says something very interesting. He says, I don't like this point of Yira. It doesn't come from fear. Getting rid of kina, of jealousy, is not about fear. It's about happiness.
Amen.
Now listen to what he says. No, that's not what he says. He says, she'im a person has ahava v'simcha b'dveikut ha-boreh, he's happy learning and davening. When you're happy, sadness brings jealousy. Sadness brings jealousy.
So what if you're not happy with what you're doing?
Not jealousy brings sadness?
That's exactly it. Not happy brings jealousy. And jealousy brings unhappiness. It's a vicious cycle.
Wait, say that again.
It's a vicious cycle. That's the real story about all this is, you're unhappy, you become jealous. You become bitter, you become jealous. You're jealous, you'll be more bitter. And it just keeps on going in a circle.
But why are you sad to begin with?
So either you're sad because you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Okay.
If you're not learning and dominating, you're going to be sad. You're not happy with learning. You're not happy with Hashem made you a Jew. Yeah, you're going to be sad. You're sad, you're going to be jealous. You're going to be jealous, you're going to be more sad. Ha'atzvut mevi akina. Hakina. You understand? What is after? How do you like somebody else? You like somebody else means you're happy with yourself. Therefore, you're not jealous of him. And therefore, if you're not jealous of him, you're happy. It's a vicious cycle in the v'ahavta reyacha kamaicha. I want to tell you over a beautiful targum. Yeah? The targum on the pasuk. Targum Yonasim in Uzil on the pasuk. Lo tachmod. He says, if you have chemda, This causes that the Jewish money should get splurged by the nations. People take away the Jewish money. Jealousy. Jealousy causes that the nations will come after your money, and it's gorem galut.
What does that mean?
Gorem galut. Oh, that's what I'm bringing. What does it have to do with the other? So the Targum Yonasan Ben Uziel's Pirush, there's a Pirush on the bottom in the Chumash, explains, because since you want somebody else's money to take it away from him, no. The Issa Lo Tachmod is only if I want it to the point that I do something to take it from him.
Actively act on it.
So Mida Keneged Mida, the nations are going to what?
Take it from you.
Take away your money.
Whoa. You don't have to say only about the Jews. Whatever you're jealous of, then that's what's going to be taken away from you.
That's exactly what I just said. Lo Tachmod. Whatever it is, if you have Chemda, your stuff will be taken away. The only question that I have is, why does it have to be through the Goyim? Why do I need that the Goyim should take it?
So why is it my fault that
I lost it? Why do I have to be the Goyim? The second question is, the Targum Yonasan Ben Uziel says, this Gorem Galut, it causes Galut.
Jealous.
That's what it says.
Why is it my fault if this guy is jealous of me? How is that my fault? Why should I lose out if he's jealous?
So let me tell you something. We don't mean you and therefore all of Klal Yisrael. If Klal Yisrael has this problem, Klal Yisrael's money will go into the toilet by the guy. So let's see. This is all in the Targum Yonasan Ben Uziel. The question is, why is it Gorem Galut? The way we're explaining, everything is very miyushab. Where is jealousy rooted? In lack of ahavta l'recha kamocha. Where is galus? We all know. What is the number one reason for galut? Sinat chinam. Got it? It's all in the sinat chinam. Yeah, it's all in the sinat chinam. So this is the pshat. Ahavta l'recha kamocha, the opposite of that is galut. Goyim, because it's a mid of a guy to have chemda.
Wow.
Since it's rooted in the after echa kamaicha jealousy, a Jew doesn't have that. A Jew who loves shouldn't be jealous of the other guy.
That's why they love
you. And that's why the goyim are going to steal your money. That's the whole point with the goyim. You understand? When you don't have after echa kamaicha, why do you go to galus? You act like a guy. Because the number one thing about a Jew is that he has after echa kamaicha. And that's what Hillel is telling the ger, the yisod of Klal Yisrael, of Geirut, of Torah, is the after echa kamaicha. That's what it's all about. That's it. So now we can go back to explain. And if you notice, what does it say? I want to tell you something very interesting. The only time in the Aseret HaDibrot that it mentions the word Re'echa is by Chemda. Tarog is Re'echa. Any of the other ones is Re'echa? No. Lo Tachmod Beit Re'echa. Eshet Re'echa. V'chol Asher. Why does it say it so many times? Just say Lo Tachmod. Don't be Chomed. Why Re'echa? Beit Re'echa, Eshet Re'echa. Why all that? The answer is because it's the chisaron of Re'echa. If he's your friend, how could you be chomed? That's the whole idea. If he's your friend, after kamochas, you should be happy for him and not be jealous.
Is that the friend?
That's what a
friend
is.
A friend is happy. He's not jealous.
Hey,
if he's jealous, that means he's your enemy.
He's your enemy. That's why it says Re'echa.
If you're jealous of someone, it's not your enemy.
That's right.
That's the point.
That's the point.
You mentioned something that a person, this all starts because a person is not happy with himself.
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of rooted in what man is? Like, you always want to improve. Because if you be
happy, listen to me carefully.
No. Man has unlimited wants. Doesn't mean you want other people's things. No. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, isn't that what it means to improve yourself? Because you feel like...
Okay, listen to me carefully. Man is created normal.
Okay.
Normal means to be happy,
yes.
And to not be jealous, and not to have all this junk.
Okay.
It's taught. Society and upbringing and not listening to Torah mitzvahs, that's what it causes.
But look at Adam's situation. He was the pinnacle of man, so to say. Right. He had everything, yet he was still not happy.
So where did you see that he was not happy?
After the chit.
Where did you see that he was not happy? You made it up.
No,
very
I
good.
Didn't make it up.
Oh, really?
You,
so where'd you get it? Well,
I'll give you the source. That,
yeah, where's the source?
He didn't acquire this by himself.
That's not a source. I wonder where the source is. You said you had a source.
I know where I read this.
All right. So find me where you read it.
No, but Monday.
I read it. It's still not a source. Yeah.
So the whole thing with his wife, with
Torah,
that's the truth.
Okay. Svardim every shear always goes back to other Marisha. All right.
Somehow.
All roads lead back to other Marisha.
All roads lead back.
It's funny because in my house we make this joke about my mother-in-law. Every Shabbos table leads back to a speech about other Marisha. I don't know why. No, every speech leads back to other Marisha. I have no idea why. We make a joke about it. Why are you leaving? Yeah, okay. So the story is... Alright, the story is... Other Marisha is such a complicated topic...
I agree.
...that if you sit here and simply quote... How could and what other Marisha means A... You have no idea what you're talking... Because it's so complicated... And B is... You're misunderstanding who and how and what and what was other Marisha. Okay? Let me explain to you something. Other Marisha was not a jealous issue. It was not.
It's not. I'm not saying it's not jealous.
And it's rooted in the Satan, in the Yetzirah that's poisoning him.
But that was after this.
He was not created with this.
I agree.
Jealousy?
He was created perfect.
I agree. That was my point.
And then the Yetzirah, okay, and the Yetzirah was on the outside.
Yes.
Now we have it on the inside.
Yeah, but that's all.
But we were created healthy.
Yes, I agree with that.
I have so many questions.
So the Yetzirah, the bigger you are, the more the Yetzirah is venomous against you.
Too many questions.
Now,
general. That's why other Marishan, and that's the only interpretation that you need to know about other Marishan. You can't compare yourself to other Marishan.
What about Chabo? She wasn't created perfect, you're saying?
Huh?
Chabo wasn't created necessarily perfect, you're saying?
So I don't want to get into that topic, because talk about men and don't talk about the women. That's a different topic. Not interested in this topic. You know, this topic, you have plenty of books and Shurei Safta. Like Shurei Safta, Shurei Safta about these things. I don't want to get involved. What you need to walk away is something tachlis the mice. Not talk about chava. It's not important.
Give him the phone number of your mother.
Okay. Can you stop? Okay, now. I want to tell you something interesting. I saw there's a sefer called Maaseh Rokeach on the Rambam. And he says a very interesting chiddush. Lo tachmod beit re'echa. Why do you have to say beit re'echa? Just say lo tachmod anything of re'echa. Why does it say lo tachmod beit re'echa? And why does it just say lo tachmod kol ashel re'echa? So he says a very interesting chiddush. He wants to say that the first dibrot is referring to how it starts. You know how it starts?
No.
You go to Beit Re'echa.
Just like Taras also.
And that's how it all starts. And it's Eshet Re'echa, which leads to Kol Asher L'Re'echa. He says Shabbos and Yontif, people go to other people's houses. It's just not fair.
No, he asked for Beit Re'echa, he doesn't
know. It's just not fair. I tell you, it's too much. I mean, why would you want to put me through this? I don't understand. Just sit over there, because I can't. Okay, it's not fair. I mean, at a certain point, I'm sitting for 45 minutes. I'm sitting here fighting with you and fighting for what? This is my achrayah, my responsibilities. I don't know what you want from me. Al and I were back in kindergarten. So go to kindergarten. What do you want from me? No, seriously, what do you want from me?
Now in second case. Hey, Jody, the guy asks, where's my kadol? I'm a little digging up.
What's he inside? Unbelievable, Maaseh Rokeach. He even has a gematria that the first Dibros are about Shabbos. Because the main problem is on Shabbos.
So people shouldn't have each other on Shabbat.
That's what he wants. He's saying that's where Maser Rokeach on the Rambam. Very interesting Chiddush. Huh? No, Maser Rokeach is early Sefer on the Rambam. It's one of the early Mefarshim on the Rambam.
But that's
he says the problem is sometimes we do inviting and it could turn into trouble. You got to know the limits.
Where's the balance?
I'll tell you the truth. So can I tell you the truth?
Yeah, like how do you...
I believe strongly that you guys don't have the proper balance.
We don't have the proper balance? Oh, I'm
now, because it's not my community, okay. I never talk about this.
Okay.
And because I know that some of it won't be listened to, so I don't talk about it. Let me tell you, the fact is that only certain people should be dining out by certain people. It's not supposed to be young couples with young couples. Sorry, it's not a normal thing. It's not normal. Now, I know I'm going to get heat for this, but that's where the problems are.
So you're saying that all the older couples should invite a younger couple? Is that what you mean? Like, what exactly are you saying?
Family, get it. Young couple, not so simple.
That makes sense.
It's trouble. All it is trouble. Nothing good comes out of it.
Wait, you're talking about they're not married yet?
Both.
Even married.
Wow. Both. Married's even worse.
I'm married and my friend is married. And we're married for the past year. I can't invite him to my house.
Listen to me carefully. We live in a society where we don't even understand the problems that we cause ourselves. A home has to be a makam sanua, which means a private thing. Your home is Sanua.
What about Avram and Sarah? They were inviting people all day, every day.
Avram and Sarah, if you look like Avram and your wife looks like Sarah, you don't have a problem.
Avram was 100 and then Sarah was 90.
Sarah was the most beautiful woman ever.
I'm saying it not in that way. I'm not saying it that way. I'm saying the concept of having people over, carving either, bringing Jews close to...
And the answer is... Every Kirov organization that does outreach deals with this question. When and where should you have people over for Shabbos? It's an extremely sensitive topic.
Oh, well, this is very common.
Now, you're talking about Kir Ruchaykim. I didn't know having your friend and his wife over is Kir Ruchaykim. I didn't know that. That's what I'm talking about.
That's
what I'm talking about. Right?
But Bas is very common.
Not
Bas is very common. We all go
it's common everywhere.
It's not common everywhere. No, it's common here. It's not common. Lakewood's not common.
Lakewood's not common?
Long Island's very common.
Lakewood, they don't do it?
Not so much.
Long Island's much more common than
Long Island's not.
So like I said, I'm not here to argue with what's done or what's not done. That's why I said I wasn't interested in the topic.
You can say the same thing about weddings, about parties, about whatever.
Right, right. If anybody's going to come.
Why not?
I can't compare the two.
Then you can't come
compare
to
the two.
You can't come to a wife to the wedding then either.
Why not?
A fundraiser.
Why not?
It's what you worry about right now is socializing with the couple, right? What you worry about is socializing.
He's saying that the home should be a private place. When you go outside in the public, it's different.
No, but what I'm understanding is it's socializing. Because that could be trouble. What else could lead to trouble?
No, it's socializing.
You can't just come to someone else's house and not socialize.
You know, I know people that when have people over, they take out their kids. I know people that they take out only when other people come to their house. They take out their goods,
silverware.
You know why? They want to make sure the other guy knows how rich they really aren't. They used to sell her a great story. The guy once knocked on the door. Of somebody who was building a house. He says, yeah. He says, do I know you? No. But I want to tell you something. Well, you know the story?
No, I already know where you're going. Just come over
with the window.
I was driving by. And I saw you putting the brick on the front. I like the red brick more than the
white brick.
So the guy says, well, what are you talking about? It's my hat. He says, yeah, but you're putting the bricks on the outside for the people outside, right? Who are you doing it for? You're doing
it for safety.
For the traction of the people outside. So I'm telling you, I like it like this. Who are you doing it for?
That's fair, man. You're outside a lot, right? If that is to Bukhari, it will take your face.
Give all
I'm telling you. Don't even think about it.
I have to get
I just wanted to say what the whole...
That's a bad joke.
Yeah.
I think what I understand is from the whole not inviting the young couples thing, this is exactly what we're learning now. The jealousy part.
I just said that.
I know, but I'm like, I was copying the whole time. He was thinking it was socializing. Some people might think, oh, you might come to doing
the
youth or whatever.
The problem of socializing.
No, he's saying it's
because they see how
the
jealousy
you
problem.
It's a problem of jealousy.
Oh,
she looks better than my wife.
That
leads to that.
But if you have Larech and Hamoch, then this shouldn't be as
bad. Nobody has it.
Because we're all adapting a Goyish mentality. We're all adapting a Goyish mentality.
If you're holding on a level and you really love the other guy so much, it wouldn't bother you so much. Who's that? There are people like that out there? So, give me their telephone numbers because I'd love to meet them.
Give them my
number.
I'd love to meet them. And is it more than three? Because...
Basically,
you'll be going to wait, so I have a question, okay?
Yes.
God willing, I get married, other people get married. So you're saying is I should wait at least 2 or 3 years.
So I'm not telling you every case needs to be dealt with by the local rav that you go to, who knows you and knows the friend. I wasn't particular. I was giving you a general point. The general point is that v'ahavta l'rayecha kamoicha is the ultimate what we're looking for. But then you have the lo tachmod. And as the Mefarshim say, lo tachmod brings all other averis. Everything. And that's where we get to the conclusion of the shir that why are people so unhappy? And the answer is because they're unhappy because they're jealous. And jealousy brings more unhappiness. And it's a tremendous vicious cycle.
Vicious cycle.
Jealous with the neighbor. It can be with his wife. He's not happy with his wife. Have to be jealous of him. My wife. I'm not happy with her.
That's jealousy.
What am I doing before the marriage? I'm happy with her. That's why I'm talking with the bedits. She said, I'm not happy with her. Mausa, that was.
What does that have to do with this conversation? I'm trying
to. You're saying that you have to be jealous of the neighbor.
You have to be jealous of the neighbor?
You know, you're pushing it to the limit, like you say, hey, his field is this. I want to see him. Check his breeze.
You shouldn't be jealous of
my own family. I'm not happy about the neighbor.
I didn't say that. It's not
what
I said.
I'm
telling you a simple thing. Jealousy breeds unhappiness. Unhappiness breeds jealousy. And it's a vicious cycle in this world. Yisroel understood why is he not happy? Because he has this vayichad. Something is obviously a bitterness. I'm bitter and I can't be happy. So let me go become a Jew. And I'll be mekayim this. Then I'll be happy. Yisrael is saying, I don't say I have mixed emotions. I don't understand. I'm happy or I'm not happy. True happiness, a Jew could reach it if he has v'hafter kamaicha. You don't have the v'hafter kamaicha, you can't really be happy. It's impossible. It's impossible. You have to be within yourself, content.
You have to be within yourself.
Then you have to be within yourself. We in these days, in one day, I'm not
going to be able to do it. Amarti, Zavodah
Lachayim. Don't worry about me,
who said don't worry? The whole. What do you mean? Jealousy is an Avodah that a person needs to combat. So what was the point of the shir? There's three things. Either like the Eben Ezra, that you should think to yourself, what am I jealous of? Hashem gave it to him. It's not going to come to me anyway. Or like the Bet HaLevi, Yirat Shemayim.
Yirat Shemayim. Strength.
Strength in the Yirat Shemayim. Or you have the third shot from the Sefer HaBrit that says, be happy. Be happy. You're a Jew. You have what you need. So when you're happy, you're not going to be jealous. You know what jealousy? It fills a void. It fills a void. When you're missing something because you're empty, that's when jealousy comes in. That's when jealousy comes. So this was the point of the shir. The point of the shir is Yitro, in this week's parsha, gives us this the... What do we call it? Dynamic. The dynamics. Happy Jew, no jealous. Happy Jew, no... What it means. You have love of Hashem. Yeah. And this, maybe we can add one more thing. It says, Hashem. And as a matter of fact, according to Rashi, Rashi explains, Re'acha can mean Hashem. L're'acha can mean Hashem. Why would it mean Hashem over here? Why shouldn't it? And the answer is, Hashem is your friend.
Wow. Hashem, no friend.
Hashem is your friend. Hashem wants to give you good. You're happy. He's not looking to do you bad. The more you understand that, the more you're going to love your friend. You
won't be jealous. Yeah, but then it says, Eshet Re'echa. Hashem has a wife.
Okay. So, Baruch Hashem, Li'aylam, Amen, Amen. Can I have a pen? Can I have a pen?
Why is it Eshet Re'echa then?
What?
Ellie.
Wait, Derek. Rabbi, can you clear up? The Torah was happy for himself.
Good Shabbos.
I don't understand the whole part of the Torah. You said. Why did you say Gomel? Or I don't understand that part.
It's a beautiful ship. Give me a minute. Let me just.
I was thinking.
Yes, what's your question?